and welcome to the Sparkle Pod, Move It Mama's very own podcast. A community connected through exercise, but so much more. The Sparkle Pod aims to sprinkle a little bit of everything, from sparkle and sunshine to our daily grind and rigmaroles. We hope you enjoy.
Oh, well, this is a bit exciting. Welcome back to the Sparkle Pod, our very first episode for 2022. Crazy that we are in February already. I always say that we get to March so fast. It's December and then blink, it'll be March. You just wait. Anyway, today on the pod, we have Shah and Jess and myself in different locations. This chat will be pretty lighthearted, as most are between us three. Shah will give us an update on her pregnancy. We will discuss the summer so far, challenges of the recent weeks and months, and plans for Move It Mama this year. Sit back, lie down, go for a walk, or start your cleaning, because we are on. Sup, sissies?
Yeah, I enjoyed that. That was a good one.
I always like to write it and not sort of show you it until we do it right now. So then it's kind of fun for you.
Oh, yeah. The suspense is just killing me.
Oh, we're talking American?
Do we need to just preface the poddy by saying what we've experienced the last 40 minutes?
It's actually been 47 minutes.
Technical difficulties, but we've got there in the end. If either of us sound a bit tinny, it's because we're using some Kiwi ingenuity. Yeah.
Do you know at about, so we decided, just for you listeners, we decided at about, well, yesterday that we were going to do the podcast today, and it was great because it's a public holiday here in New Zealand, so Shah could join us, and we decided at 1 o'clock that was the time. And at about 12:30, I thought to message you, Jess, and say, is there anything I kind of need to practice or know, you know, because I just had this funny feeling that there was going to be some kind of challenge. And, you know, true to how I was feeling, there has been a big challenge.
Yeah, what a pain in the butt. Hey, just going back to how you always say March comes around so soon, I remember that really clearly with Bo being due in March, and I remember freaking out from about December that I was going to have a second child. Charlotte, what were you going to say?
Well, I'm due in April, so, you know.
I know, that's what I mean, is that now it's your turn. It's a month after that, but still. No, not a freak out, but, you know, oh, shit, it's getting real.
No, kind of. I'm sorry, but if your baby's due in March or April, you may as well not even count like December, January, February. It's just you're pretty much having the baby soon, Shah. The baby's going to be here soon, probably in a week, really. So like, it's not a week away, but it will feel like it's been a week. But possibly it might not be for you.
Yeah, Interesting you have that attitude, Lise, when you've never actually had a baby in March or even close to March.
No, I know, but oh, isn't it funny that if you have been lucky enough to be pregnant and you get that pregnancy test at like 4 weeks or whatever, and then you think you count the months and you're like, it's just so far away. Like you just feel like it's so far away. But Shah, we're nearly in March.
Yeah, I know. I realise.
How are you feeling?
Like a beached whale at the moment. Just, it's been super hot in Cambridge. She's just laughing at me.
Well, you just don't look like a beach whale, babe.
Oh, like I normally have ankle bones.
The worst one of the worst things is the boobs. The boobs get fucking huge. Like,
yeah.
What did I swear too much? You know, they just get so big, and therefore that impacts your outfits, and it impacts therefore how you dress and how that differs to your normal kind of personality. Aisha,
just get your tits out. Get your tits out, man. I loved my titties.
Yuck, I hated them.
Nah, and that suggests to me that yours weren't that massive.
Oh my gosh, you guys used to hassle my boobs. Yeah. Do you not remember that, Shah?
No, I just remember them now as little nippers.
Hey, they're lovely. They've actually got a bit better than when you laugh. Well, actually, maybe not. Hey, Shah, are yours veiny? Because I got real big veins, you know.
Yeah, like, and so when I we've started antenatal and looking around the room, it's very obvious people go through obviously pregnancies differently, and we're all different shapes and sizes, and I'm actually looking at people's boobs more than their bellies, because I genuinely agree with Jess that if my boobs hadn't gone from a size C to a size F, then I might feel pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
I felt like my boobs, this is a bit of a weird chat, but I thought my boobs were quite an asset, and
I knew exactly where that was going. That was
they were quite hot though, guys. They were,
but they're veiny. They're not, and then
my nipples are like four times the size.
Yes, I've told you this, Jo.
Hey, can I just tell you something that happened to me? And this is, you know, when I got pregnant with my first child, I had actually an inverted nipple. Do you guys know that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when I got pregnant, the nipple sort of came out, and then I fed Rico for a year, and I've never ever had an inverted nipple again.
Not that there's anything wrong with inverted nipples.
But no, it wasn't observation. It wasn't completely inverted, and it's quite common, I think, but it wasn't completely inverted. It just wasn't as like prominent as the right nipple, but now it's just normal. Like, well, not normal, because what's normal these days, but it's the same as the other one, which is weird, eh?
Well, it's not surprising though that it's never gone inverted again with all the sucking it's had, you know? Hey, it's just been sucked outward permanently.
Hey. I forgot about that. I mean, it's been a long time. So, Sha, it's going to be your turn soon. And have you had colostrum come out yet?
No, I don't think so.
Have you tried to squeeze your nipple?
Yeah. Trying all that.
You might not be squeezing it right. You can watch some really great resources about the milk ducts and how best to get it out. Take some time.
Maybe we can show her one day.
Isn't it at 30 weeks?
Maybe not.
I can't remember. Sometimes it, I think some of my pregnancies it didn't, I think maybe some didn't even, I couldn't even get in there. It was weird. And then sometimes you can.
Well, I'll never forget just a few months ago, the last time the three sisters, possibly the first and most recent time, we had a collective spray tan, and Lisa and I's mouth just, our jaw just dropped to the floor on the sight of her pert, non-breastfed boobs. And that might be the last we ever see about, that might be the last time we've seen them. And now they're destined for sagging empty socks with a little bit of sand at the bottom, much like mine.
Hey,
you reckon it's
but we
over,
are lucky that we've got boobs.
Yeah, do you reckon your pert boobs life is over, or reckon you'll be sweet?
Everything I'm told, I'm sure it's over, but I wish I maybe had known that when we got nude for the spray tan, and then maybe I would have put them on display a little bit more frequently, because I never did.
Yeah, it's really funny, eh? Like what you go through in your life and all the different phases. And I remember, I mean, I've probably said this before on the potty, I don't know if I have, but I remember clearly standing in a line going to a bar, and I was about maybe 20. And I remember obviously having like a cami on, you know, with a nice bra, and I had a bit of cleavage out maybe. And I remember these women who were older than me, but I mean, I wouldn't have even known, I don't know, but I remember them they were in front of me in the line, and they turned at me and they were like chatting, because we all had a couple of, you know, we were chatty, you know how you just get chatty in the line. And they said, oh, look at your pert boobs, gosh. And like, I just thought, what are you talking about? You know, but it's just so funny that you can look back on things and go, yeah, I get it. I understand. And I'd be that person now looking at those young 20-year-olds going, well, whoa, babes.
Well, that's what we did to Sha, but gosh, I'm laughing at your pee head at the moment, this angle.
Sha's one or mine? Because look at your forehead.
Well, I mean, yeah, but that's true to size. But your little pee is in the corner of your room. Anyway. Okay, next topic. Are we rounding out the preggy? How many weeks to go? 10-ish weeks, eh, Sha?
Every Friday marks a new week. So I was 30 on Friday. It's Monday today. I'm just, you know, trying to really relish this time. I love when he does kick and stuff. That brings me a lot of joy. But like, it's weird, the whole waiting for this enormous thing to flip your life upside down, but we're both really excited, so bring it on.
I reckon when you get to 30 weeks, it's pretty much done in two. You know, you're going to get to April before you ever know it.
Oh, we've established that.
Just a look back.
Sometimes I think I'm real funny.
It's 1 week.
Just to close it off.
5 days, you'll be there.
You basically didn't even need to go through December, January, and February.
Hey, guess what's real funny? The baby's not even going to come until probably May.
Oh, life.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Okay. Hostess with the most. This is the only type of hosting you actually enjoy. What's the next subject?
That's very true. Guys, listeners out there, friends, family, whoever's listening, you, your girl, Lise, she just does not like to host. So I like hosting the Sparkle Pod, but I don't like to host at my house. So do not come around. Okay, right. So the next bit of chat was, you know, just maybe summer, what we've been up to. Shah, I just to caveat the fact that, not caveat the fact, but let's just talk out loud about how Jess and I get such a thrill when we get you on the WhatsApp chat and you reply within a second. And it's happened maybe once a week for the last month, possibly, Jess. And it just fills me with joy because I go to bed so happy. So thank you for adding, you know, your chat.
So this is just for listeners, it's Shah here, for their benefit. We have a sister chat that gets flooded with a whole pile of shit when I'm working. And sometimes I'm too busy to read through the pile of horse shit to like properly engage in the chat. And I do get a bit of FOMO because I do want to read it, but sometimes it's just like there's 69 messages or something. But lately, you know, if there's a day after a match day or something and I'm much more relaxed at home or in the office, and I respond instantly, I get a real happy bunch of sissies. Even if I add shit chat, it's just I'm there, right?
Oh, isn't it funny? And I wonder if you were like regularly replying every day to the 69 messages, if the novelty would wear off and then we wouldn't give you this shit, you know? But you can't win either way because, yeah.
I sort of feel like she treats us mean and she keeps us keen.
Yeah, I know.
Intentionally.
Mm. Yeah.
Whatever.
Hey, what was I going to say was, that's why I love it when we do a pod in a way, when you're there, Shah, because it's so great to have this chat, even though we're chatting to everyone. It's nice to have you to ourselves.
That's why the workout was fun this morning too. But are we talking about our summers? I'd like to hear about yours, Lise.
Oh, I feel like it's been quite windy. It's a windy summer.
Pretty much
church.
Isn't even a December, January, or February. So
no. So, well, I'll tell you something. My kids are back at school, and I don't even think we've had Christmas. I mean, when was that?
It was when all those weeks back to back you were complaining about school holidays.
I don't think I was though. Was I? See, I don't remember that. Sure.
Nah, maybe it was I? Weren't. No, maybe you weren't because you had Kai to this. I find that hard to say, don't I? Kai Teri Teri, Kai Teri Teri.
Kai Teri Teri.
And then you had Kakaura, and so you didn't really moan that much, eh? To be fair.
Yeah. No, it goes so fast. It's quite sad. I feel sad for the kids in a way because you have this, and it takes me back to when, you know, we were little, and you finish school, and you think, and I remember them talking in the car, Tata, we've got like 6 whole weeks. So that's like 4. You know, it was about 6.5. So it's like 40 days. That's right. And I remember having that, you know, that optimism and that positivity of like, oh, that's so cool. And then suddenly we're nearly in March, you know?
May as well be May.
Mic drop.
I actually think, Lisa, you are. I remember the last time I was on the pod and we talked about our favorite month, and yours was January because Christmas is stressful, and then it's, you know, so you were looking forward mostly to that latter half of the holiday. But I think you you prefer school holidays because then you're not like having to boss people around and get them in there, find their socks and their shoes and make their lunches and shit.
You know, like everything in my life, there's pros and cons. And actually, January, sort of, now I'm thinking about this, Shah. I think I like February.
I was just about to
because the kids are at school.
I was just about to ask, like, do you retract your statement from last year, from our final pod, that January is not your
favorite? I do. Well, this is the problem, though. If I didn't have to do, like, because I've got Move It Mama, I reckon, like, if I didn't have to, I feel like by January I want to get knee deep in, like, work, and I want to smash some goals, and we've got so much going on that we want to kind of put out there. But it's really hard to find the time when you've got all the kids around. So it's really hard, because I know I need to appreciate having them around and the ease of, you know, not nagging and not bossing and not having time restraints and schedules and stuff. But then it's really hard because I just really want to work too. So then I feel guilty about that. So it's quite hard, isn't it, to find the balance?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I was just thinking it's just a permanent conflict. Like, there's always just a sort of an inner conflict between, and it's really difficult, but it's something I feel like I always have to work on, like a bit of a conflict of wanting to do this while you should be enjoying this. And, you know, so that is a lot of life, eh? And
but it is life.
And I've found that really heightened since having children. I remember just with Nina as well. And I think Shah will get a little, like, Shah will sort of get a bit of that too. I mean, you still have it in different areas of your life, but something else when there's children, eh?
Shah, do you have, like, were you pumped to go back to work, or would you just want to be on holiday all the time?
Nah, I was pretty happy, but that, you know, that goes, that's more a reflection on my job, I think, that I enjoy it, because I know that some people would be like, oh my God. And there's a bit of a pinch, you know, when you do finally go back, because it's so nice to be doing, not having to, right? And not having to commute and wear makeup and whatever. Which was real nice while I've been pregnant and real hot, was to just shorts and a singlet and go down to the lake and swim. But I hear you on the, like, you know, I'm ready to, you're ready to get stuck in again and tackle some goals and put a new year's plan in place and stuff. But it's all about living in the now, isn't it? Like, I just hear that, and I hope, and I'm really conscious of the fact that I don't have children yet, and I just hope that I can live in the moment as much as possible, because, you know, like, as much as it was hard, Jess, I know you struggled, like, losing the routine with preschool and stuff, but, you know, it's also creating really precious memories. And
that's one of the more challenging things I've found of since becoming a mum, I think. But again, I think it might come down to feeling a bit like you, Lise. Like, I get to a point where I just really want to get stuck into work and stuff like that, and I get a lot of gratification out of doing that, and there's a balance between obviously wanting to spend time and appreciate my children and being able to find the time to do other things like work.
I think this is just making me think of the show I'm watching at the moment, and one of the women is struggling, hasn't had a child yet, and she really wants to, and she's on her own with her husband on an IVF journey, and it just makes me that, you know, she's wanting that so bad, so she's not appreciating the moment, you know. Like, I think it comes back to the whole of what you were just saying, Jess, like, we're all going through different things, and we're all probably, I don't know, I think we're all culprits to not completely taking in what we're doing right now and enjoying what we're doing right now. So it's a good learning, and even discussing it and talking about it out loud. So tonight, you know, when I get off this podcast recording, I will try so hard just to enjoy and appreciate my Monday afternoon, you know?
Yeah. And I didn't mean what I said. I feel like my comment was a bit like saying to Shah as if, like, she doesn't know that conflict because she doesn't have a child yet. I didn't mean that, by the way, if it sounded like that. And I really dislike when people say things like, oh, you don't know what tired is until you've become a mother. Yeah, like, same. I just think it's relative. Yeah. I think it doesn't.
It's totally relative.
Yeah. You know what I mean, Shah?
Totally. No, and I didn't feel like it was.
Okay. Okay. Like, no problem.
It's just so funny how, sorry, Shah, go.
Well, you're right, Lise, with what you're saying about, like, even just talking about it gives you a bit more perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Awareness.
I'll always remember, Yeah, I always remember one of my workouts that I did when I had really young kids and babies and saying how I had no sleep. And then one of actually mum's friends is a Move It Mama, and she said, oh, it doesn't matter about if you don't have a baby, I have insomnia, you know. And so we all think we're in this zone on our own, but really we're all just muddling through together. And what my issues might not be yours, but yours might be enough to hinder you or make you feel negative. So that saying, you don't know what goes on behind closed doors, you know, we're all just muddling our way to try and enjoy our life, muddling our way through, you know. Does that make sense?
Right, we were talking about like summer holidays. Is there any more to say?
Nah, not really. It's just nearly March, so it's pretty much the end of summer.
I love an ongoing joke. I wonder if Alice will find it funny.
It's like making me want to go, like, I wasn't going to have any alcohol tonight, but now I want to have a gin.
Because you've been funny.
It's made, yeah, like, celebrate that I'm funny because I know people don't.
Your little pea head coming out. Can I just describe that? We can see each other at the moment, and Lisa's head is taking up 1/16 of the screen, whereas mine is taking up a third. Mine is a third.
So, guys, so all my life I've had to wear a children's-size hat, so that's quite funny, isn't it? What we're going to talk about now, challenges and what's going on with Move It Mama,
I mean, summer and the holidays and stuff already feels like a bit of a blur, but I didn't, you know, it was just normal life for me, really. And Shah, you had 3 weeks off, which was pretty lush for you, but now your ankles, not three?
I had two.
Okay, that wasn't that much.
She doesn't have ankles.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
She hasn't got ankles anymore.
No. I actually, I don't know if you remember also my other podcast that I featured on when I said that one of my most treasured body parts is probably my legs. And so when they've turned into cankles, I'm not as appreciative of that body part. But I'm sure they'll come back, and it's not constant. It sort of gets worse at night, by the end of the day, which is wonderful.
Well, that's what's quite amazing about giving birth, is that I feel like these ailments just suddenly can go, heartburn included, which you've had badly, Aisha.
Yeah, hard out. That's probably been I feel like I got there quite early. And it's all good. I actually don't really mind the whole thing, you know. I said this morning after my workout with you guys, and I said it to Emma when we got in the car and went out for coffee afterwards, is I really want to make sure that I actually move till I feel like I can't, you know. I want to keep going right through my pregnancy because I felt so much better after that. And at the moment I'm kind of just doing my live sessions 3 times a week and not a whole lot more. It's been quite physical at work, but, you know, and Em just said, why don't you just do Monday to Friday? And I've got Saturday workouts, so I'll probably just pick it up one or two, just gentle workouts, because it's helping me so much with how I'm feeling at the moment.
I think you should do you should do the live pregnancy session. So do it whenever you want, but do the pregnancy session that I do. I find more now I'm incorporating pelvic floor and core cues more than I ever have, I reckon. And I reckon it would be really beneficial to add one of them into your week. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good shout.
Do you know, I just want to talk on that, Shah. So I had 4 children, and the 4th pregnancy I exercised the entire way up until I was 40 weeks. I think Tana was born 40 weeks one day. And that was by far, even though I was the oldest, older, and my 4th time, I mentally felt so much better than any of the other pregnancies. The other pregnancies I just walked, I didn't really know about. You know, doing the workouts that we do now. But I remember just feeling a totally different person to when I was pregnant with the other. So it's just so powerful. So you should be really proud of yourself, and you can keep going, because, you know, you can, and you know you will, and then it will, you know, 10 weeks is obviously going to fly, and 5 days you will have a baby.
Are we about to see Emma Twigg's butt?
She has just entered the sparkle pod in the wardrobe after a shower, and
the concerning had a nice bath. Concerning angle, did she? What were we saying? I got distracted by her nearly seeing her butt.
Same, so did I, but I did hear you, Lise. And I just, I look to both of you for that inspiration as well, because I know how much you both, how much exercise helped you both with your pregnancies and labours as well.
I would just point out too, in the last, in the last fortnight, I think I've had about three women who did pregnancy sessions throughout and who have since gone to a pelvic floor or women's health physio who has told them, one had gone in for a cesarean, planned cesarean or something, two were post women's health physio, and the feedback was oh my gosh, your core is in such good nick and so strong and everything like that.
So good.
That's cool.
That's so cool, Jess. Well done to you for being so skilled at helping people, exercise and recover. So important.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm just very, do we have much time left?
No, not
did
really.
Did you just say exercise?
I've got a topic I want to talk about.
Exercise?
Because okay, I reckon we've got much time.
Exercises what our dad says, by the way, guys. That's why it's funny. He exercises his dog Mel about 10 times a day. They exercise. I kind of wanted to talk about, I don't know if we've got time, but just a complete total change of subject, but FOMOs. I get FOMO all the time. It's really bad. It's something I'm working towards and trying not to get anymore. But I got FOMO before when you were talking about Emma having an ice bath, because I keep seeing it on Instagram. I've never had one, and I don't know how I would ever have one, but I get FOMO that I am not an athlete to do that and be cool and have a nice bath.
You don't have to be an athlete, but to be honest, it doesn't really appeal to me. Sure.
Yeah, and you have the ability, Lise. All you need to do is get a bag of ice and put it in your bath. Run some cold water.
Yeah, but I need someone to video me, so I'm really cool. And then
do it up.
He just looked so fit, that guy, man. But
I thought he did too.
Awesome. Yeah.
Hey, why don't you do one when you visit Lise in Emma's little setup? You could do that because that's basically next week, isn't it? In April or May.
Oh, yeah. I haven't booked yet, but I'll book for next week for April or May. Hey, there was something else I get FOMO about. I was telling Dan, oh my gosh, I had the worst FOMO ever and I don't even want to talk about it.
You're going to tell us anyway,
heaven and clean. Well, I don't know about you, and I know that you're not into this. None of you were, but I love the tennis. And the final, Rafa versus, I can't even remember who he versus.
Medvedev.
Oh, yeah, Nevbevdev. I didn't watch the whole thing, guys, and I had a headache and I had to go to sleep. And then in the morning, I was in a deep, deep depression.
Didn't you take the workout first so she could watch the tennis?
She went to bed with a headache.
Oh no, I'm really gutted that I told you guys, because I didn't want to tell you.
I knew, and my brain is so different to yours in some respects, because I cannot believe that you're still holding on to FOMO. I've just had an alert saying we've removed the 40-minute time limit. Okay.
I've got to tell you something, though, that I'm really proud of, because I didn't watch the end of it. But that day, the next day, it was on a replay. And I'll tell you something. I think it was probably best that you watch it at 4 p.m. because you can really enjoy it.
Oh, that was funny.
Yeah. There's been a lot of sport chat lately, and I just can't get into it. This is next topic.
Yeah, but Lise,
I had something to say just quickly. One thing that really sucks, isn't it? This is just as bad as FOMO, is when you're so into something and you try and tell the other person and they don't care. Lisa's been talking to her about this tennis. And I just, she's so pissed at me that I don't care.
No one cares.
Anyway, Sarah, what were you going to say?
Okay, go.
Well, that was a bit like me yesterday with Zoe Sadowski-Sinner. You guys didn't seem to give a hoot.
We're serious. We gave back shit. We were watching and everything.
Jesus, like, is that honest, snowboarding?
We were in the car.
Is that the snowboarding? I'm like, what do you mean? Is that the snowboarding?
Hey, I got tearful seeing the parents. I got tearful. Yeah. Like, I just blubbed.
Yeah, and the only reason I said, is it the snowboarding, is because Dorian was sitting next to me and said, ask her, is that the snowboarder? I had no idea. I'm seriously bad.
That took me back. There's an epic, the New Zealand team's Instagram shared a reel of, like, them capturing the family's reactions to, like, her first ride and then her landing the third ride and then winning gold, and it was just epic.
Mm.
I'm just going to pick up on the FOMO piece.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think I get it.
Don't you?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Not really. Unless it's like you've got like a cheeseburger combo. And I don't. Oh, I don't. Then I've got FOMO.
So that means you'll never move to Christchurch.
Yeah. Well, I was just thinking, she doesn't get FOMO when she sees our reels.
No, she probably doesn't. Yeah,
there's a bit of FOMO there.
Nah, you're lying.
But, like, it's not as severe, and you remind me heaps of my good friend at work, Lise, which she reminds me of you. Shout out to Morgs. And she wants to be in 12 different places at once. She has Fridays off, yet she comes in.
So I would do that.
You would.
She gets FOMO.
You so would.
Hey, yes. Sha, can I just say, this is really interesting. Do you think you don't get FOMO because you're so, like, confident in yourself or something, or what you're doing? Or, like, is it because I'm – well, no, because me and Morgs are quite a similar personality. You don't really get that bad FOMO, eh?
Nah, I don't think so. I think
it was a personality.
Yeah, like, we're a bit boring.
We're all the same as far as our confidence levels are concerned. I don't think I'm any more confident than you two.
Mm-hmm.
Questionable.
But I think it's an ingrained thing, I reckon. You either, like, kind of, like, Rico's you, Lise. He wants to be in 12 different places at once.
Mm.
Yeah. And but
Sorry.
Go.
Well, but then your other sons aren't necessarily the same as that, are they?
No, you're right. So it's personality.
I do love missing out on a lot of stuff these days.
I mean, you don't know how hard it was. I remember, you know, back in the years before we'd go to Nick's house, our brother, and you guys would go for a hike or something. And there's just, like, no way I could have gone because I had all these little kids and, like, I was feeding one and, you know. And I used to just, it would kill me and it would make me not even want to be there because I could never join in on all the things you were doing. Like, do you remember all that? No. Okay. No. Next. I mean,
I think you're fiddling a little bit, Lise, with your setup there. It's rustling a lot. Sorry. You with me?
Maybe next. Yeah, I'm with you. I just feel like it's pissing me off because I'm trying so hard. And this is the other thing. I try so hard to do things right.
For a second, you were
raining in.
Yeah, just raining.
No, you're not pissing me off. It's just I find things hard.
Yeah, we know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But the FOMO the FOMO thing you've just mentioned, like, I'm sure I'll have my time of being Audrey, right? Which is Jess recently been through that and probably still doing it sent. I'm sure I'll get that. But we'll see. I'll report back.
I don't reckon you will because you're up there and you're not with us. So maybe. Instead of certain things, you know. Hey, I'm a bit worried my phone's going to die.
Okay. Let's rein it in. Let's wind it up. Are we going to do a sparkle spreader? Because I haven't put any thought into it, but I reckon I can do one.
Yeah, I think I have one.
Okay, there we go.
Charlie, you go first. Do you have one?
You go first if you've got yours pre-prepared or ready to go.
Okay, it's a little bit themed, but it doesn't. It's just because I'm thinking about it. I woke up a bit grumpy this morning. I don't know why. I just was. Sometimes we do. And I had that workout at 9 o'clock. We did it on the live Facebook page with Shah and Jess at Box Jam. And it was just such a hoot. Like, it was so great. And we had so many people join us live. And it was just so exciting that we can all come together and exercise to reset and feel good. And then I went for a surf, and I'm not a very good surfer. I'm just learning. And it's a real out of my comfort zone thing because it's hard and I can't do it and I can barely stand up, but I did it and I tried for a good 40 minutes, say, and I had a really big swim after in the wetsuit, and that was just so cool. And I think that if you love the ocean but get a bit cold, invest in a wetsuit, because it was life-changing today and I loved it, and it completely changed my mood. So exercise outside, wherever you want to be, do something, move your body, and you will feel good.
Mm-hmm. Hear, hear. Is that what they say?
Yeah.
Amen.
Mm. So, what's your sparkle spreader?
Mine would be Zoe Sadowski's Sinnet, I reckon, because she spread sparkle for the whole country, winning the first ever gold for New Zealand at the Winter Games, which is madness. Like, that's been going for a long time. And to make that happen as a 20-year-old woman in snowboarding is pretty epic. And I think I got an extra thrill because it was brought me back to July 2021 with Tokyo, just watching those like family reactions and how proud her siblings were. And it was just so cool. I loved that. And I got real joy.
How cute were all the other athletes? Like, not even from New Zealand. They're all hugging. They love each other. It's like a total, amazing little crew, eh?
Yeah. As soon as she finished and completed that jump, they just, like, dived on top of it.
Yeah.
It was so
I love
cool.
seeing it.
It was wicked.
Mm. Bunt.
Jeez.
You just have gotten my mind on McDonald's. And lately I've established the combo that is the dream. And if anyone's a McDonald's fan out there that likes to just have it every so often. So first things first is, for the last however many years, for a lot of years, I only ever ate McDonald's when I was drunk or hungover. I now don't get drunk that often, if ever, and therefore am not that hungover ever. So now what I can really say is...
Although you are drinking more these days.
Definitely, but I'm very good at stopping at 2 or 3.
Yes.
And what I would say is the appreciation for a McDonald's combo, and I know some people just say it's just so foul, how could you eat it? But just, this is not a sparkle spreader for you, I'm sorry. But eating it when you're not hungover or not drunk is something else. And there's something called a double McChicken, and you need to get extra mayo, request extra mayonnaise, and then you get the cheese on the side. And it's now I want that for dinner, but you heard it here.
You're first. Same.
Yeah.
And I think we're having takeaways tonight.
Go on.
No, I wouldn't get McDonald's though. I think it's over too fast.
Yeah, true. There's that. But goodness knows it's good. Hits a spot.
And whoever tries to tell you that it makes you feel like shit can take a hike, because
it makes me
feel brilliant.
It makes me feel good. And the only thing that the issue is that I'm full for about half an hour and then I feel like I want
more. It does not fill me up. That's the problem. I've got this real bad problem that I just can't eat McDonald's because I'd want a burger. I'd want every single burger. This is my FOMO thing coming into play. Oh, dear.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. If you know, you're in the market for a McDonald's, two pieces of advice is that specific order. The second is doing it non-drunk or non-hungover. Not that I endorse or advocate for binge drinking.
Hey, what are you having for dinner tonight?
This is another thing. Instagram account, Food Dolls, D-O-L-L-S, American, two women, American, I think. They like really seductively talk to the camera and it's almost like a piss take seductive, and they wear red lips at the end of all their videos mostly, and they do a lot in the slow cooker, and they've done this minced beef chili con carne type situation.
Yum.
And I made it like a week ago and I put it on at 10 a.m. this morning. And
can you give us the recipe?
It's real easy, and it's just been sitting in the slow cooker, and we'll have it with rice and maybe a few corn chips, and it's so good. Food Dolls. There you go. Two sparkle spreaders.
Hey, you know when you upload this potty, can you flick on that link? Because I'd quite like to Yeah, I'm sure everyone would want to know that recipe. See how you, if you can do that. You're very clever with things like that. Sha.
What am I doing for dinner?
What's for dinner?
Yeah.
Last night I made an epic chicken curry, and I tell you what I did, because for lunch we had just like brilliant bread rolls, coleslaw, and a hot chicken from the supermarket. Mm-hmm. And of course had leftover shredded chicken from that chicken.
Yeah.
So I put that into a curry with like chopped up green beans, capsicum, kumara, carrot,
yum,
and peas. I just did this, like, I had this yellow curry paste that I just combined with some coconut milk and a bit of soy sauce, and it was off the heezy. And we're having leftovers on toast.
Soya sauce was a random addition.
You mean fish sauce?
Nah, soy sauce in with coconut milk, even if it's got yellow curry paste. Yeah.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. Hey, how good is a kumara or a potato in a curry?
Underrated.
Oh, yeah. Really takes up the sauce too, eh? Good stodge. Yeah. Lise, what are you having takeaways? So what are you going to decide?
Well, we've got steak out, but like Dan was like last night, takeaways, because we haven't actually had takeaways over the weekend. We only have takeaways once a week. The only problem is because we live in, you know, not near, it's just so weird, really. I mean, we could, there's not a lot of option out here, to be honest, living in Waimarie Beach, is there, Jess? And so you either get curry, Thai, or hell pizza. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. They'll want hell pizza probably.
Yeah. Okay.
The crew.
Let's wind it up. Next episode of the Sparkle Pod will probably be next week in May.
Yeah. Hey, I hope you guys all got your Shai would have had her baby. Guys, just in case you don't understand, Shai isn't actually due until April the 15th, but I just reckon we get to April. Well, we get to March within a second, and then we get to April and May within 2 minutes. So, yeah.
So I basically have a two-year-old.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, okay. Time stands still.
Thanks for having me. See you next time.
Okay, yeah. Great. See you later, guys. Great chat.
Thanks for listening to the Sparkle Pod.
Bye. Bye.